Wednesday, February 21st. The president was pretty well occupied all morning with his own efforts at schedule planning with Ziegler, Kissinger, etc. Had me in at 1 o'clock for sort of an amazing array of and range of subjects. His first concern was a meeting he'd had with Rex Scouten about the colors in the bowling alley, and he's concerned about the cost there and says any excess cost must be by contribution, only that which is actually a part of house operations can be charged that way. He wants Beebe and Annenberg to raise the money, and I'm to handle it myself on the working with Beebe. That led him into the problems of storage space for the tables and chairs at the White House and all sorts of odds and ends. And he got into letter writing. He was concerned about whether he was sending a letter to each POW on return. He hadn't realized he was. Wondered about the status of our new letter writer. Once the program of groups that supported us on Vietnam, labor leaders, veterans, citizens groups, and so forth. He wants to see the list because he may write them a letter, wants a draft on that. Wants to get the letters to Congress from people in the country about spending and so on. The deluge started now, starting up a massive effort, pour in mail from general interest groups because they're getting them from the special interest. And he says to tell Baruti this is his big test and he's got to get it cranked up. Wanted to get the amnesty poll out and get something moving on that. Got into some schedule things. The two visit he's going to do the first week in April and stay on in California for the rest of that week if the weather's decent and he feels like it. Otherwise, he'll come back to Washington after the two meeting. Raised the question of a recommendation from Ehrlichman that he do a group in Atlantic City of secondary school administrators. Thinks there's a problem getting a crowd that's for us there, but wants to consider it. Debated whether he should see the six contributors of stands that are committed to see him, and finally agreed that he had to do it. He's concerned that Timmons not concentrate his congressional briefings just on Republicans. Wants to be sure we get the Democrats in also. The bad hit problem came up late this afternoon. Ehrlichman was supposed to get Rose to help in selling the thing to Pat, but Rose refused to do it, so President told me to call Finch and try to get him to work it out and get him to talk to Pat and get her to take the State Department thing, sell her on the peace issue and all that. Also wants me to talk to Howie Phillips about the way he's making ill-advised remarks on how he's going to demolish OEO. Got into the Kissinger problem again in that he thinks that Henry's ego thing is back upon us. But even so, he decided to let Henry go ahead and do his briefing on television tomorrow. And is ordering up Henry, DeBona, Ehrlichman, and Schultz to Camp David on Friday for a meeting on the whole energy problem. End of February 21st.